Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
And
Mina, Coochie, Coochie, Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, and joining me on this illustrious podcast episode is the one and only Ronnie Karam, who during the Bachelor season can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben Junaloo. What's going on, honey pie?
Well, I will tell you what's going on, honey pie. We are in the midst of just a crazy, amazing week. It started off Ben-Ron weekend, Ben-Ron Con, and now we are heading right into Crappensgiving this Saturday in New York. We are so excited for our Saturday shows. If you didn't get the memo, we are recapping Real Housewives of Orange County for the early show and New Jersey for the late show, and there'll be other surprises along the way. We are excited for Crappensgiving and can't wait to see everyone there. And then after Crappensgiving, we have still tons and tons of shows. So come see us. We are going to be in St. Louis, Philadelphia. The early show sold out, but we have tickets for the late show. Denver, Seattle. In January, we start up again in Los Angeles for the Golden Crappies, which has now officially received a low ticket alert warning. So if you want to see the Golden Crappies, you better get your tickets now because they're running out. But then we're in Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Houston, Birmingham, NOLA, Kansas City, Omaha, Salt Lake City, home of a new Real Housewives franchise, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, and Oklahoma. And then there are a few other cities we'll be adding, but can't promise much more after that, to be honest. So we are excited for all our touring. Go to watchcrappens.com to get your tickets. And then, any merchandise updates, Ronnie?
Nope, still merch up there. All our Christmas shirts are there. Ramona leggings, even. Your Shannon Boldore shirts. Just go over to crappensmerch.com, or you can find the links at watchcrappens.com as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And now, okay, so now this is going to be loopy because I was just at little family dinner here in Los Angeles with my little friends and eating Mexican food. So I smell like a taco, and it's a very Mexican. This episode is enraging all over the place. I think everyone, Real Housewives of Dallas, pretty pissed watching this episode.
Yeah, everyone was just acting like a jackass for the most part. And I'm angry, but at the same time, like, I love being angry when I watch these shows. So I really don't know how to even feel about anything at the moment.
I do. Okay, let's.
So Real Housewives of Dallas.
I'm all perky and happy, but also I know I'm just going to get furious as I start going through these notes. Because I just usually we have a little, you know, break. Like we'll take, I'll take, usually like to take notes the night before and then the next morning we recap it. But this was like take notes, jump on the phone. And so I'm still mad. You know, oh, I haven't good. Had that time to decompress and remember what it's, you know, just remember that it's just a TV show and it's, you know, not to be mad. So sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Let it out. This is what a podcast is for, is to let all our rage out and ridicule, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the big trip to Thailand from Real Housewives of Dallas, and they are in Bangkok, and the ladies have just arrived, and Cameron is like, it's in the, we see them just getting dressed or like putting on their makeup and freshening up and getting ready to seize the Thai day, and Cameron goes, I'm high on life because I'm in Happy Land. I was like, Happy Land? Is that what Thai is? I wonder if Thai actually means happy. Because now I'm about to make fun of Cameron. And then I'm like, wait a second, Ben. Let's not be ignorant. Because
are you looking it up?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now. Now I'm looking it up. What does Thai mean? Because watch, if I learn something from Cameron, well, you know what? I have not found any information yet. But I'm just. Oh, it means
Thai
free.
Means free. It's so land there. Of the free. Yeah. I'm in Happy Land. Yeah, I don't think Cameron owns anything that's free. She probably pays somebody even just like for air, you know, just like throws money around at people because she has it.
This is why Leanne wanted to come on the trip because it's called Freeland. Yeah, she's like, there with Steve. Steve's just
she's
staring
like,
at everyone.
Thailand, this is Leanne Lockett. I have done so much for you. I will accept a free trip. Thank you.
After all the red curries and green curries and yellow curries I've ordered over all the after all these years. And let me tell you something. When people say Pad C U, I don't say Pad C U. I say Pad C beautiful. That's what I say.
I'm known for putting people together, and I put together green and curry. So I will accept your trip. Thank you very much.
Listen, when people say pass the sticky rice, I say no. You pass the rice that likes being with itself.
So my autocorrect is changing Dandra to Sandra, and it just cracks me up because that's like such a that's just such a name for Dandra, right? Like, oh, Sandra. Just
ooh,
cut it out,
Thailand.
Sandra.
It's just Sandra from 227.
Sandra's here, let the games begin.
Jackie, I forgot her name was even Sandra. God, that was just Erica Jane coming out of my mouth. I guess Erica Jane is like our new she's, you know, at least vocally she's my Jackie.
Oh Mary
I barely even know
pat
what I'm talking
puss,
about
Mary pat the puss.
We should also mention it's 12:45 where I am in the morning, so I'm in a really loopy place, and you know, like I've had very limited exposure to the outside world here at my parents' house, so I'm like just gonna make any 227 references I can tonight.
So Cam is in Happy Land because she tells us, I took a sleeping pill, which is a Xanax, on the plane. And then it shows a clip of her on the plane going, I took sleeping pills too.
And then Carrie puts on some crazy mask. I mean, it's like it's
Cameron
hanging off
does.
Her. No, but oh, I thought Carrie did it first, though. Carrie was like the first one who was like, oh, mask. And it's like crinkled and like hanging off her in this very Freddy Krueger way. I was like, oh my God, if I were on a plane and I saw someone who looked like that, I would be terrified.
That's so weird because I just wrote down Cameron, which makes me
Cameron
wonder if
it.
That was just Carrie's face.
No, Cameron put on a mask.
It was
also.
Like a flesh toned, it was a flesh toned mask.
It was like packing tape
color. That's how I saw Carrie. Yeah, it was. It was like UPS packing tape color. So Dandra's like, on this plane, it is hot or I'm menopausal. It's like, or C.
Yeah.
So,
By the way, clearly Mama D got onto the plane first and broke Dandra's air conditioning. We'll see how my daughter enjoys a flat 15 hours long while my former company is dying. Dying.
Poor Dandra can't even order a drink because all of her credit cards have been canceled, like right when the plane starts.
I like also that she's like saying, this plane is so hot, when she's the only one who had to take off all her underwear and bra and is like sweating while everyone else is like cool and just sleeping. She's like, this plane is hot. Like, girl, I think you have to come to some truths about your body right now.
it's basically me, like in any cold situation I'm in. I'm like, it is so fucking hot here in Chicago. I'm like, what the fuck, you guys? In the middle of winter.
What is it, summer?
So, Leanne is, so no, everybody's loopy after that long flight, as you know, because you took it.
Yes, I know, it's fresh in my mind from just 3 weeks ago. I'm like, wow, I'm really holding in my instincts, Ronnie, to be like, and I did that, and I did that, and I did that, but they'll come out later.
Why not? Don't hold them in for me. I can live vicariously through you.
I don't have much to add, but you know, I'll
listen
where I can.
To it. It'll be especially good when I smell like a taco, as I do right now, because I just ate Mexican food and apparently bathe in Mexican food whenever I go eat it, because I really smell like a taco and some salsa right now.
It's okay. Delicious. I smell like Indian food. So look.
Yeah, so I'll live your classy life through your mind.
Well, either way.
Instead of my taco bath mind.
Either way, Cameron sort of reiterates her line from last week. She's like, there's a 12-hour time difference between Dallas to Bangkok, and when you're in Thailand, you're like really just like traveling to the future to be there, because it's like really yesterday in Dallas, well, it's tomorrow in Thailand, and like future Cameron is 12 hours older, but I look great.
So the time difference is 12, it's that much behind, or is she right
ahead? How dare you.
So
I was ahead all that time
ahead.
I, too, was in the future, okay? And let me tell you something.
I'm the dumb one here.
Yeah. Ugh. There is nothing better than texting all your friends at home being like, sorry, I'm in tomorrow. It's a great feeling.
So they get to their rooms, blotty bloody. And Stephanie has arranged room service in the morning for all the ladies. And yeah. So they're all having breakfast together. And Carrie just grabs one of those porcupine like flowers and she's like, whoa, what is this? Yeah. What is it called?
Rambutan.
I wrote rambutan, but I know that's not right.
I think it's rambutan. I don't know if you say. I've always called it a rambutan, or rambutan. But she picks it up like it's a baseball. She's just like holding it like it's up on her face. I don't know. For some reason, like her rambutan handling really bothered me when I watched it.
Me too. I was like, stop disrespecting that flower. That thing is alive, ma'am. She's just like crushing
it
in her
hand. Fruit. It's a fruit. And I'm like, that fruit has delicate things on the outside. Hold it delicately. It's not like a orange that you can just grab and hold, you know, like it's a rambutan. Treat it respectfully. Give the rambutan the respect it deserves.
So were they eating pad thai? Because Cam went,
yeah.
Pad thai early.
Yeah. Yes. Future pad thai.
Future. But then they showed a plate of eggs. So I was really confused.
That was, I mean, so when I was in the future, the breakfast buffets or whatever, there was like, they would have like Western breakfast items, but then there would also be like pad thai or curry and things like that. So it was like very of the future and very land of the free.
Did you see Sandra Bullock there and that futuristic movie which took place in the past but is also in the future? Confusion.
It's called The Knot. So so they're going to be going to a temple, and so Stephanie is really excited to take a tuk-tuk, but they cannot really wrap their minds around how to actually say tuk-tuk. They're like, is that a tete or a tutu or a toot-toot or a tuk-tuk or a tat-tat or a tell-tell or a...
Is it a tat-tat?
Toot-toot.
Toot-toot or tat-tat?
Toot-toot.
Tat-tat. Toot-toot or tat-tat?
Toot-toot. Carrie just keeps going, toot-toot. Toot-toot.
Car-car. Car-car. Overtaking the scrambler.
Cameron is in a really weird place on this trip. She's like, oh my god, last time I was here, I was begging court to take me to that alley, that dark alley, you know, the alley where dark things happen. And Leanne's like,
the red light district, stupid.
She's like, it's insane, you guys. Like, so many things happen in the red light district. People hang out windows.
Well, it's just funny that this is the same woman who was like, refused to be like in the same presence as a dildo, and yet it's like, I want to go in the red light district, okay, court. It's just, I guess maybe like when she's like in a different hemisphere, then something like turns on her.
Yeah, I think she thinks it's just where they develop pictures.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows what it is.
She thinks it's where, like, there's all the traffic lights are just red. She's like, I really like it because I think people should stop more in traffic.
You know what? People should take some time to themselves in their car. Some people call it horrible, horrible traffic jam. I call it traffic cam because it's amazing to have some alone time as a mother.
Do they have taco salads at the Red Light District?
And then we get the now famous song, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they are never going to stop singing. It's like a fucking, what's that girl that makes me crazy?
That bass.
Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor. It's like that fucking Meghan Trainor. I don't want to listen to her, but if I turn on Amazon Prime Music, guess who's singing about how everybody wants her, but she's not going to go there because she's a strong lady and she's going to choose who she wants to be with. Okay?
Yeah.
It's Meghan Trainor. Okay. And so then I start really liking her songs because they never stop. I start walking around going, what? Where's my number? What's my number? Whatever
yeah.
stupid songs are. That's like this song, okay? Yeah. So Court wrote this song for Cameron, and it goes, Thailand, Thailand, where everyone gets a baby elephant. Wait a minute. That's Toyland, first of all. And Court is a very lazy songwriter. He's a very lazy song stealer.
Oh, so it was actually a song. Was it based off of like Babes in Toyland or something?
I think so, and I think either Court just got sick of singing it, like right after he got past the Toyland part, and just sang something else that wasn't in the same tune. I don't know how it works.
To me, right? Since I'm not up on my Babes in Toyland musicality, I just thought it was a really lazy song that had no rhyming scheme and very little melody, but for some reason was a smash hit on Cameron Radio.
Yeah, Cameron, SiriusXM.
Yeah, exactly. So, Cameron sings the song for what we think is just going to be one little scene, one little moment. And Stephanie's like, you should try to sell that song. I can see Rihanna picking that up. And like, I had like this like very panicked moment where I was like, what if Rihanna watches the show and then is like, yeah, I do want to pick that up. And it's like Rihanna being like, Thailand, Thailand, everyone gets my baby elephant.
Rihanna time. Would my cousin Jenna is always singing, where are you now? She's like, listen to the lyrics of that song. Where are you? I'm here.
Where are you now, baby? Are you? Elephant that I got in Thailand.
That's my terrible Rihanna impersonation, by the way.
So Cameron's like, every country has different rules. One rule is you can't talk about the king in any negative way. Also, you have to have correct body language. You lean forward to respect your elders. Okay? So she starts going through all of the rules of Thailand. Okay?
I would never bash an adopted monarchy. Never.
Do not tease or joke exclusively. Do not stare at anyone for long. And everyone's cracking up.
Yeah.
Because Cameron's they're gonna all really going
to
go to prison.
With, yeah. Cameron's going to really struggle with the staring thing. She's a bit of a starer.
Don't go near trash. Sorry, Brandy. You can't come along.
I'm glad one of the rules wasn't shaking your head disapprovingly, leaning your head sideways while shaking it sideways, but it's really moving up and down because your head is tilted so far sideways because she would be in jail.
You know that she had her fingers crossed that one of the rules was can't say the effing word.
Yeah, another rule is don't say effing in my face. And another rule is no dildo slapping me in the face. How's that?
Yeah. Choose your words carefully. So, so she's
surface friends allowed.
Only wear flapper clothes if you have to wear lingerie. So, rule number five is no whispering. And by the way, when they say no whispering, Stephanie looks so panicked. She's like, but what are we going to say, Brandy? Like, how are we going to talk, Brandy? Like, that you broke the rule already, girl, no whispering.
And we have to promise that we're not going to whisper. Okay, girl. I won't whisper either.
Girl, I don't want to have to call the policio on you, but you are whispering. It's against the rule.
So they're getting ready to go out for the day, and they're unpacking and stuff. And Deandra has like 19,000 makeup brushes, so Carrie's teasing her. And then Deandra tells her, "Oh my God, let me show you what I brought. I'm supporting a friend. I've never seen Leanne wear her infinity dress since she launched it, so I bought one. I'm going to wear it. It's going to be hilarious. This is going to go over so well. I mean, Leanne's going to be mad about it, but you know what? I haven't seen anyone wear it ever. Never. Infinity dress. Can't wait to wear it. It's going to be a great night."
Yeah, I'm like, this is not going to go well. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
This autumn, as the nights draw in, beat the cold with Now TV. Curl up with the latest blockbusters, including Bohemian Rhapsody and Hotel Mumbai. Plus, with over 40 new movies added each month, from Aquaman to How to Train Your Dragon 3, Now TV's got you covered, wherever you feel like watching. Get cozy with the latest and best movies for just $11.99 a month. Search Now TV today. 18 plus month passes auto renews unless cancelled. Terms apply.
We just know. And apparently, one thing I didn't realize or just didn't remember was that in Mexico, when Carrie gave Deandra a bunch of beads, her jewelry, and Leanne was like, "Looks like anal beads to me." I didn't realize that was Carrie's jewelry, or at least I just didn't care to remember that. So Carrie's actually really holding a grudge about that comment.
She is, and I went on Twitter to see if Leanne had any semblance of an apology on there for tonight's show. I was like, surely Leanne is saying, "I'm mortified after watching this show," or whatever, and she didn't. But she was, you know, talking about how she put a clip up and she said, "Well, I'm not the first one who said anal beads. Shall we rewind?" And Brandy said anal beads first. But yeah, I remember that was her stupid fucking necklace, because I was like, wow, what a lovely birthday gift. Your product.
Yeah, free product.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to thank the good people at Hobby Lobby for providing those pearls too.
No shit. You made that skinny girl like clip art bag that Bethany traumatized Kelly Bensimone with look actually classy. So nice job, Carrie.
I know. Next year, Deandra can look forward to some of those like fake sticks that you get at like Michael's that you put in the corner of your house. And I know, Sloane, I know that you have them. I know that you have
them.
You know
I love a stick. I love a stick. It's my thing.
But the difference is that you do love a stick, but Carrie's going to pass it off like she got it from Ethan Allen.
Yes, and also I will say for my sticks, those are real sticks that I made that lamp out of, okay? Yeah. I walked this neighborhood for days looking for proper sticks to hot glue gun onto my old CD rack to turn into a lamp. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
I don't see Carrie putting in that effort. I see her going to Michael's, getting some sticks and some fake autumn leaves in the middle of July and being like, you know, that's how she gets gifts.
Oh, gosh. So Deandra is like, well, she should be wearing her dress. I mean, if I launched a product, you'd be seeing me wear it all the time. Oh, really? Because I haven't heard of L22 once. How's that product going?
Yeah, how's Green Miracle going? How's Hard Night Good Morning?
Hard Night. Yeah. The end.
So now they're in the van and they're heading out, and they continue to struggle with the concept of saying tuck tuck. There's still a lot of like tut tut, toot toot, book book, table table, spoon spoon.
And then some more of the elephant song, the baby elephant song.
Yeah, but now everyone's singing along.
Yeah. So they go to this temple. Yes. Did you go there?
What's the I point? Did. Well, by the way, before they get there, they also have a lot of like really important anthropological stuff is happening. Carrie's like, do you know here in Thailand, most girls that you see that are pretty cute, they have peepees. And so they're all like learning and talking about ladyboys in a way that just, I don't know why, I was like, this feels problematic, but I know it's not really, but I think my body was just like ready for some problematic stuff happening on this episode.
Yeah, we've seen previews. Yeah. So I was pretty ready to be offended. Yeah. By everything.
So they go to a temple, like a super famous temple there called Wat Pho, or Wat, I think that's how you pronounce it. Watch, I'm like talking about like tuk tuks. I'm like, they don't even know how to say tuk tuks. I'm like, they went to a temple called Ashtray Ding Dong, you know. So, but it's called Wat Pho, and it's just like super famous. And so they arrive, and they have a tour guide, and so they all greet him, and they're like, ha, and it just cuts to like a statue that's just like angry, like a statue that's like, I've been here for 4,000 years. I've been angry all this time, and I don't know why. And now I realize this has been my destiny. These women walking in right now.
Yeah, the statue's like, yeah, I've already seen the screener of this episode, and I'm pissed. How about that?
I can't believe you had the pad thai for breakfast. It's just angry. So they're walking around. They're learning everything, and one of the things at these temples is that like when you go in, especially to like where the Buddhas are and everything, you have to take off your shoes and hats, which is a pretty I did not think it would be a plot point. I thought it was just like here's a look at Thailand and things that happen in it, but it was like, oh, this is gonna be a plot point.
So Leanne, because Carrie is still wearing her hat, and they're like on the very top step about to go. They go up these steps, and it's a very top step. And Leanne finally goes, can't wear a hat inside. She's like, I know. She's like, okay. Which she was not going to take that hat off. When were you going to take it off? You're in the doorway of the fucking thing.
I know. Because they will yell. They actually, so when you go in that door, because I went into that spot, in fact, where they were praying and everything, my friend Jenny and I sat there and had a very meditative moment, and it was actually quite beautiful. But if you walk in and you have like a hat on or something, or you're not ready, there's a guy who sits there at the door with like a cane, and like the moment you try to walk in, he like swings the cane out and just like stops you. It's like a gate. He's like, phew! He's like, no, you know. So they will actually bark at you. So I don't know who Carrie thought she was fooling, but you know what? That would be a great job for Leanne, temple guard. She would be so good at that.
Just smack people with canes as they come in.
You think you can walk, wear shoes around this Buddha? You better get on out of here.
So they go into this temple, and Brandy's like,
I'm a very spiritual person, and I think it's important to learn about other people and their beliefs. Gracias. Whoops.
It's like, oh, no.
I know, that was, no, I was like, no. Uh-oh.
Here we go. Now Spanish, okay?
I've said it before on this podcast, and I will say it again. It's just, it takes me back to some of the heyday of The Amazing Race, where it did not matter what country people were in, the moment they got onto a cab, they'd be like, rapido, 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 andale, andale. It's like, Spanish is like...
Like, they do it through this entire episode.
Every single thing. They're like, por favor, rapido, how much do you cost, por favor?
Or that thing where when you're in a different country, so you start yelling, like you hear people yelling, like they can hear you. They speak a different language than you, okay? Not a different volume, different language.
The worst is that when people... when they're in a foreign country, so to make their point clearer, they just start speaking with an accent, but they're still speaking English as if the accent is supposed to clarify anything.
Oh God, America. Well, I've said this in a podcast, in a million podcasts, and I'll say it in a million more as well. Other countries. I apologize. I apologize for everything that Bravo does to you.
I was really cringing during this because, you know what? Everyone in Thailand that I encountered was so nice and lovely. And every time you go to Thailand, everyone goes, everyone there is so nice. And then everyone there is like, we are a nice people. You know, everyone is so nice and friendly. And then we just send a bunch of monsters there from reality TV. I mean, what?
No wonder they're meditating all the time. It's just like tour buses of this coming through.
Well, that's why that Buddha was reclining, because that Buddha was probably sitting up and then was like, oh, the Real Housewives of Dallas is coming in. Oh, let me lie back here and watch what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to lay down.
I'm just going to sit here and eat some popcorn.
Yeah, so they go into a different, like, temple-ish area, you see?
You're not the only ignorant one.
It's still part of Watfo, though. It's still part of Watfo, just so you know, just to get a lay of the land. There, I did it. I flexed my Thailand knowledge.
Flex, bitch. They go someplace, a different part, where Carrie is wearing her hat again, basically. It's the only point I'm trying to say, to get to.
So what,
she's wearing her hat again, and she's not taking it off, and they're about to walk right inside again, where she's obviously not going to be taking off this fucking hat. And Leanne goes, Carrie, you can't wear your hat inside. And she's like, I know.
Carrie just really likes playing hat chicken with temples. I mean, that's just what it is.
She just wants to fuck with the king. She's like just fucking with the king. She's like, if Leanne won't fight with me, I will fight this king. Where's this king?
I actually understood Leanne's rage, because I would get mad if we all took off our hats and then there's one person who doesn't take off their hat, and then, like, how are we supposed to know that her plan is to take off her hat at the last nanosecond? You know, you start to get these feelings of, like, well, you think you're too good to take off your hat? We all took off the hat. You know the rules. Why are you doing this? You're going to get us in trouble. So I understand those, like, those bubbles of rage, especially when you already don't like the person.
Yeah, because you make everybody look like an asshole in your group, you know. So they're praying, and Carrie's now pissed off. Okay, well, so she's like, "I've been told twice. Don't tell me what to do." And Leanne's like, "Well, I'm trying to." And she's telling us, not Carrie. She's like, "I'm trying to enjoy this experience. To take your fucking hat off, bitch. How many times do you need to be told? Sorry, I didn't say it in Spanish." And I was like,
At this point, I was like holding out hope. So here are two things going through my mind at this point. Going into this episode, seeing the previews, I was like, you know what? It did not look good for Leanne in the coming up next episode, but I'm sure when we actually watch the episode, there will be a grander context. Like, I'm sure we'll have, like, a moment where Carrie is going to, like, say something like, oh, don't fuck with me, I'm Mexican, I'm strong Mexican, you know, something like that. And then this would be, like, actually Leanne referring to it. So I was sort of, like, expecting that. And then when she said that, I was like, uh-oh, she's already saying things and there's no context. In my mind, I was like, even trying to make a context of, like, well, maybe Carrie's always saying things like, oh, I don't understand it because it's English. I don't know. I was trying to, and then I was like, I don't have to do that.
You're not the one who said it. It's fucking stupid, and it's continuous.
But that's my psychological thing is that I have to smooth things over at all times. So I'm, like, already smoothing things over between, like, reality stars on TV.
Yeah. Like, I need to make this right for Leanne.
I'm like
Carrie.
Bronwyn. I'm a pleaser.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
So Carrie is mad, you know. So then, you know, the huge statue that's laying down, which is basically my statue. That statue represents me. Just the one that's laying down. You know that statue has a really lovely, like, Tempur-Pedic mattress or something, a foam mattress or an agility bed.
It was very,
if you will, what I use.
It was very relaxed, having a great time, and it's great Buddha. Actually, in real life, it's very impressive. You walk in and you're like, wow,
it's huge.
Yeah. And you're like, wow, that's a Buddha.
It's like, you know what would make this perfect for this statue? Just a pounder bag of peanut M&Ms.
You know. Please don't say that, because now it's in my head, and now I want peanut M&Ms.
Well, there you go. That's my religion. Okay, that's what I spread to the people.
One thing that I have to say that I really enjoyed was that they had a close-up of a sign, like, outside the temple that said no PDA. And I was like, this is a great country, okay? This is a country that's like, we are setting boundaries, okay? We are telling you right now, just try not to make out in front of, like, important religious artifacts, okay? Just try. Because, you know, when I was there at that recline, this is all coming back to me right now, people. When I was there at that reclining Buddha, so everyone takes pictures with the reclining Buddha. I have one. I'll try to post it if anyone cares. But there was a girl in front of me before my friend and I took our picture. She has someone take the picture, and she goes, hold on. And she gets into some crazy one-legged Carrie Duber yoga pose. I'm like, why are you taking a selfie in a yoga pose in front of this Buddha? It was the most ridiculous thing. And the truth is, if there hadn't been a sign that said no PDA, I guarantee there'd be a lot of people just making out in front of the Buddha.
While doing the tree pose.
It was like not even a tree pose. It was like her toe was touching the back of her head. It was so ridiculous. Like, why do you feel the need to make this ridiculous pose in front of the Buddha? Why?
It's like, I love Buddha. and go to gymnastics.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Separate the lanes, lady. Separate your lanes. So they go into a tuk-tuk-tut-tut, which, depending on which team you're on. Okay.
Not yet. They're still at the temple area, and they are now, they've left the reclining Buddha, and now they're walking around the grounds of this area, and Kiri's still muttering about wearing a hat and everything, and so they decide to go see a fortune teller.
Oh, yeah, but they don't. They go on these tuk-tuks, don't they?
Mm-mm, and because the fortune teller
has to get in it, and she's too tall. And Leanne, so they're kind of shopping, right? They're kind of shopping around, and Leanne's like, "Look at the elephant, Sandra." And Carrie's like, "Oh," she keeps saying, "I don't wear a hat. I don't wear a hat. Oh, I don't wear a hat. I'm so mad at her for saying don't wear a hat. How could she tell me to not wear a hat? What is she, a mama bear? She's never even left the United States. I've been here three times. What the hell? Take off your fucking hat, Carrie.
I love the hat fight. Like, this is a really great petty fight, the hat fight.
She's furious about being told to take off her hat.
I know.
So yeah, so then we're at the fortune teller, and Brandy sits down, and I was like, oh god, all right, housewives, learn a lesson. Do not go to the fortune tellers. Stop. Yeah, why are you going? They're always right on these shows.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when Leanne probably like paid the fortune teller a few hundred baht on the to give the fortune that she wants. So first the fortune teller tell Stephanie that Stephanie needs to have either 2 or 5 babies. and the good news is that Stephanie is not going to be murdered, which I think it's actually a really strong fortune, because if anyone has ever seen Travis's face, sometimes you think that like murder is around the corner.
You're not going to be murdered unless you don't stick to the lists. The lists. The lists. Oh, and we forgot to mention, they were, Leanne sees a little Buddha, and she's like, how much is this in American? $20? Okay. So she buys it, and then Carrie is going to buy it too. And Deandra's like, that's what Leanne bought. And Carrie is like, oh, how much is this? And he tells her, she's like, no. How about half of that? And he's like, your friend just bought one for this price, and I'm not haggling. And she's like, oh, but she's stupid. She doesn't know how to negotiate. She doesn't travel outside the U.S. God, you are really cruising for a bruising, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So so now the fortune teller is going to talk to Deandra. And the fortune teller is basically like, let's see. You have a mom who hates you. You have driven her business into the ground, even though she drove into the ground first, but you drove it even more into the ground. And you will someday have square hair, and you drink a lot.
You have a velvet painting of yourself and your mother hanging in your house with claw bangs, and you're drunk.
You got a 12-pack of donuts for your 50th birthday, and there was no jewelry hidden inside. Let's see what else.
Does the words pretty Jessica, does that mean anything to you?
I'm getting some weird vision. Bouillabaisse, Jeremy wins. Does that mean anything? Jeremy wins with bouillabaisse?
So, yeah, the lady's like, and you drink alcohol? She goes, no, just kidding. She's like, yeah. She goes, if you drink a lot, you're going to maybe have an operation. So, you know, if you stop drinking, no operation. And Tandra's like, well, if anyone stops drinking, it's better for them. She's telling you, you're going to have an operation. Do not discount these psychics on Bravo shows. Please take care of yourself. Okay. Yeah. It's fun to make fun of you, and I can't do it if you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the fortune teller is basically telling Deandra that she drinks too much and sometimes talks too much too. And Leanne makes some comment about like, well, is Carrie going to be your moderator? And Carrie's like, why do you say that? And she's like, that was your job. Don't put it onto me. So this weird like babysitting fight has returned, even though it's like, I don't know. It's like really bothers Carrie, and I don't understand why.
Because Carrie's just ready to fight now. She wants to fight with Leanne. She hasn't gotten a full-on fight with Leanne. And so she's going to do whatever she can to get in a fight with Leanne. So she's yelling at Leanne, I'm not her babysitter. That is your job. You do the babysitting. I'm so tired of this woman telling everyone what to do.
Yeah, and Leon's like, I wasn't putting it on to you. Okay, then don't talk. Don't tell me not to talk. That's rude as fuck.
Sound effect. My favorite sound effect. So they've broken every single rule already, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except, you know, they haven't made fun of Elvis yet. So later, Cam is to Carrie. She's like, you okay, girl? Because this is not the girl I met over Taco Solid. And she's like, oh, really? Because she told Eduardo I'm the new babysitter. You know, she's always poking at me. How is that poking at you? Saying that you're the new babysitter for Deandra. You're really reaching, lady. If you reach this hard for a job, you might not be so shit out of luck.
Yeah. So, as they're talking, the screen goes like, rule number 5, broken! Because they're like whispering behind someone's... I think it was whispering is what they were dinged on. So, they've already ruined one rule. I mean, if they violate rule number 1, which is talk badly about the monarchy, that's the only rule that will really get them thrown in jail. And I'm like really excited for that to happen because you know it's going to happen.
So now they get in the tuk-tuks, and Lee's like, "Oh, you're gonna make it? That's pretty short, okay." And she's folded nap. Actually, you'd be very good for the carnival.
Yeah,
Cameron's like folded up into 5 different little squares to get in this thing.
I know. And as soon as they get in the tuk-tuk, someone starts going andale, andale. I'm like, oh gosh. And of course, we get another reprise of Thailand, Thailand, where everyone gets a baby elephant.
I wrote, I can't with this song. That's
what I wrote. So Leanne and Cameron have their own tuk-tuk, and they're talking about Carrie. And Leanne is like really, she has a true bee in her bonnet. Well, she would have a bee in her bonnet, except I took my bonnet off at the temple. You know what I'm saying? So she's saying, she's like, there were hatsons everywhere. She didn't need to be disrespectful. Hatsons everywhere.
And Cameron's like, I know. I think she got mad at you about the hots.
He's like, whoa, what the hell? Now she's talking about me to Cam to try and talk Cam into not being friends with me.
Yeah.
And then over in another one, Carrie and Dandra are talking. And Carrie's like, don't you get sick of her talking about babysitting? What is she talking about? But what am I, babysitter? No, I don't do this. No babysitting. I was like, please stop stealing all of Captain Lee's shit. Look at your own storyline.
And Deandra's like, oh, and you know, mother, that she was just thrilled when the guy told me I was drinking too much. When you just saw Liam just like laughing right there, and that guy was just saying I drink too much. And I mean, if I hadn't been already so drunk at 2 in the afternoon, I would have said something right back to that fortune teller. But instead, I just laughed.
So Cameron's like, I think that Leanne and Carrie are just both rebels, and they don't like people telling them what to do. So Cameron tells Leanne, she just likes to be straight up. She's just that kind of person. And Leanne says,
she wasn't straight up about the hat. She barked at me about something else. So she was quiet at the time, but then she barked at me about something else. Passive aggressive.
Yeah, because Leanne thinks that by Carrie going to Cam to bitch about the Leanne, Carrie's trying to manipulate Cam away from Leanne over to Carrie's side, etc. And so Leanne goes, and stop using my fucking English words against me. Find your own Mexican words. I was like,
oh, God.
Leanne. Leanne, you're making it very hard for us to support you. This is not right. Don't say those things.
This is my least favorite kind of housewives fight. I mean, aside from the blatant big, you know, like racist, but I don't even know if you can call them undertones, like the basic racist shit being said, because I like when you can root for someone in the fight.
Yeah.
And this one is just like, kill them both. So they stop to get some street food, and they're getting coconut water. So Carrie walks up to get coconut water, and Cam comes up and sees him holding big coconuts, and she goes, what is that? Wow. And Stephanie's like, uno mas, please. Whoops. So then
we should also
around.
By the way, we should also mention that after Leanne said find your own Mexican words, Cameron said, what's babysitting in Mexican? And Leanne says, I can tell you what asshole is in Mexican. I was like,
oh my God,
this is not nope, a big nope, big nope.
Nobody's helping here. Yep. So they go to this pad Thai street food place. This lady's making pad Thai on the street. Mm-hmm. And Dandra's like, well, when we're in Thailand, mother, they're renowned for their food. So, of course, I'm going to eat as much as I can. Here's things I've eaten.
thyroids, livers, ears, tongues, fingers, bugs.
Alcohol.
I actually swallowed a Tito's bottle once. Not even kidding.
entire case of Chang beer. Yes, I did do that.
One time I ate an entire box of envelopes just to spot mother.
So Cameron's not eating the street food. And the reason why, she goes, I can't eat the street food because my typhoid shot expired last year. So I'm just taking it easy. I'm like, you didn't get a typhoid shot. You didn't get any. What? Your typhoid shot. I don't know why. That just like, I just like the idea that she probably has like on her iCal. Hey, girl, your typhoid shot expired. Bye, girl.
And I love that fucking Cameron, like, coming up with an excuse so she doesn't seem rude, comes up with the rudest fucking excuse ever. Sorry, not eating on the street in your country, typhoid.
Yeah.
Like, and what the fuck?
She goes, I'm sorry, but I do not eat off a dirty pan that hasn't been washed all day long. I'm like, hate to break it to you, Cameron, but have you been in a restaurant anywhere in America?
Yeah. So Leanne is mad. She's bitching to Brandy because
moment.
She, you know, this cast is notorious for going to like really great restaurants. Like, going, where were they? Mexico, right? Where they're like, do you have hamburgers?
Well, they were in like, they were also in Copenhagen, where they went to like a Michelin star restaurant, like two different Michelin star restaurants, and they were like, can we get fries?
You don't have tater tots. I'm out.
Can I have a hot dog? Like my costume? Like Carly?
Good luck with the review. I'm about to leave you on Yelpenhagen.
Yelpenhagen.
So she's getting mad because Carrie was insisting that they just go eat street food. And she's like, well, maybe find somewhere we can all eat. And the hats. The hats.
Oh, God. And so, yeah. So basically the people who aren't eating street food are talking. And Leanne's telling Brandy about the babysitting joke situation, etc. And meanwhile, Stephanie is spiraling because she didn't want pad thai at all, but she's such a people pleaser that she's eating the pad thai. And so she's trying to like, she has it in front of her and she's trying to eat it, but not eat it. So she's sort of like moving the pad thai around. I just like that she's having this existential crisis with the pad thai and no one seems to really know what's going on.
Yeah. So then Leanne's like, I can't believe she got mad at me. What was she talking about? The hat thing?
Oh, I think the babysit. She thought Leanne was basically saying, "Listen, when I said babysitting, I was just saying it's your friend. Take care of your friend." And Carrie took it so personally, and she's like, "I think she assumes a lot of what I say is just like directed at her. I don't know. I was joking. I mean, I should have made the joke in Hispanic and not in English." I'm like,
okay. It's like how many of these comments? Like, this is.
I thought it was just going to be like a really bad moment by the elevator. I'm like, oh, wow. So we're already on number three of problematic things to say.
Yeah. Now you're just basically like some crazy fucking redneck stereotype. Yeah. Thanks.
Carny stereotype.
Yeah. So bus. They're on the bus and Carrie's like, I'm so full. And Cameron's like, shut up. I'm starving.
I like that. She was like, that was like the first time Cameron's just like, shut up. Like, she just, yeah. Trash.
So they're all getting ready to go out, and Carrie and Dandra in their room. And Dandra's like, I'm going to wear this infinity dress. I bought it in secret so she wouldn't know I got it. I put it to a P.O. box under a different name. I was like, mm-hmm. And what credit card?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now.
So, yeah, so she got this Linfinity dress. Meanwhile, in the other room, Brandy and Stephanie are talking about the surrogate, and it's like the baby has the same daddy, and Brandy's not sure if she can handle a fourth child, and blah, I don't care.
Yeah. So then back with Dandra and Carrie, Dandra's like, how do you even put this thing on? There's no instructions. Look at it. It's crazy. This dress sucks. Blah! And so they just both start going in on this dress.
Yeah, they're like, and they're like excessively being silly. I mean, it is a hilarious dress, but they're like, they know the cameras are on them, and they are just like acting like, how do you put a dress on, you know? So they're doing that, and then the other women start heading down to dinner, and Cameron has a big plan for the evening. She's like, guys, let's go get a liché martini. Who's up for that?
Liché. I just love when he married Jessica. What a cute show.
I just want a luce martini in a tuk-tuk.
So then this DeAndre and Carrie scene goes on forever because she's trying to put on every single part of this dress and look as ridiculous as possible.
Yeah.
And the snaps keep coming undone. And it's, you know, she's like a big mess. And then Carrie's like, what is this supposed to be, a cape? What is this? What is that? You know, this looks like something a babysitter would wear. Oh, take it. Oh, yeah, take it.
And then it's like intercut with Cameron now at the restaurant saying, do you have a leche martini? I'll have a leche, please. Thank you.
And then Leanne's like, I'm going to do the mojito.
Yeah. And then Cameron decides that she wants to order food in Thai, and she's like, I'm gonna have the Goin Pad Nam Prik Sin Ja Prik San Pad Nam, please.
Hold the typhoid, thanks.
Yeah, could you try not to have the typhoid and instead bring me another lychee martini, please? Thank you. Sawati.
Can I have the tetanus salad dressing on the side? That would be great. Leche.
You know, please don't give me anything with hepatitis B. I only take hepatitis A. It's called standards.
So DeAndre's like, I know I've eaten a lot of pad thai, but there's no way these snaps should just be flying off like this, mother. And Carrie says, yeah, I've had 4 C-sections, and it was easier than that dress.
But I can I actually believe that. It is 175 different looks. It doesn't come easy. You have to work for fashion. No one said fashion was easy, Carrie.
So Carrie and Dandra are finally on their way down, and Cameron's like, oh my God, I got a text from someone. They're on the way. They say, sorry, someone had a wardrobe malfunction. And Leanne's like, who wants to take bets on who? 5 on Sandra.
5 on the drunkie. So, what better occasion than to sing the song again? Thailand, Thailand, where everybody gets a baby elephant.
Oh, I can't. And you know what else I can't with the actual song, Toyland? Really hate you song. Okay.
I wish I knew what that song was.
Toyland. Toyland, something girl and boy land.
At least that rhymes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like Court started singing that, but just got lazy in the end.
It's like it like feels
everybody
like
gets a baby elephant.
There is like a, yeah, I feel like he pulled a little bit from the Toyland song, and maybe like, I feel like he also brought the spirit of the F.A.O. Schwartz song too, you know, like that awful song. Welcome to our world, welcome to our world, welcome to our world, where it's just, it just goes and is annoying and never ends.
So let's see here. So Deandra's like, well, I hope when she sees, I hope she laughs. I hope she thinks it's funny.
Yeah. Not going to happen, Deandra. She's already saying this stuff to, she's really trying to like firm up her defense that it's just a joke and that that's what friends do is just joke. I'm like, no, you guys are frenemies and this is her product and you're like making fun of it on a national platform. So no, it's not going
to
come off well.
Piece of it to look as stupid as possible.
Yeah, you made it look as terrible as possible. So yeah, so she comes out and Leanne's face is not, Leanne knows exactly what's happening and she's not happy.
Yeah, it's like, cute, okay. And so Carrie's like, we had a wardrobe malfunction. We had a wardrobe malfunction. And Dandra's like, it's coming apart. It took an hour. This dress was a mess. It was so difficult to get on. It took an hour. And Leanne's like, okay. Mm-hmm. So then they're like, rule number 3, no teasing. Broken.
From the Lisa Vanderpump School of Thai Etiquette.
Rule number 3, I've been betrayed.
Rule number 4, we have sexy unique pad thai on the menu now, but we call it Chilean sea bass.
So Leanne, they would do that. They would, like, you would order sea bass and it comes as pad thai. Like, no, that's what it is. So Leanne's like, Leanne's playing along at first, you know, she's like, it's just like, it was like hard, Leanne, because it was like falling apart, and it was like really hard and poorly crafted, you know what I'm saying? And Leanne's like, well, you know, I'll make them super long so people can ham them, you know, that's why. And Cameron doesn't realize that this is a total pass-aggressive moment, and she's like, guys,
this is the sweetest thing, almost as sweet as my Lucchese martini.
Oh, this recipe, it's come with instructions, Leanne, like a book of instructions. She needs private lessons to figure this out. It was a mess. She couldn't get it on.
And Leanne's like, well, this is why you had a wardrobe malfunction. And I love that that's how she described it, because it was meant to piss me off.
Yeah. And Deandra's like, I mean, it was an hour and a half of us trying to figure it out. I mean, basically, it's like their quote-unquote joke did not lead to anyone laughing. So now they're like, they're trying to figure out, do we pivot away from the joke and make this actually like a real moment? Or are we going to try to really get a reaction out of her, or both, or just make this moment worse? And it just wound up being like a little bit of all three. And it just was getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, because they just keep going. Kira's like, oh, instruction booklet. This needs instructions. And Deandra's like, yeah, what's the situation? Every time I went to the bathroom, I lost a button. I was like, well, how many times did you go to the bathroom, Deandra? Lady who's not a drunk.
I know. And then, and then Cameron's like, Leanne, did you have any idea she brought the dress? And Leanne's like, no. And Cameron goes, aww. Like, this is still a very sweet gesture. She's still smiling so happily, like nodding, like we're all getting along now. It's like we're in one big tuk-tuk together.
This
was a mess, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, do you need instructions with pictures? There's all these little straps yet. We couldn't figure it out. We could not figure it out.
And Cameron's like, well, I think you're supposed to put on the pieces before you get into the dress.
Well, I didn't know that, mother.
Like, yeah. Well, God, I mean, it just keeps going.
And then Cameron starts to realize that, like, this is not a nice moment. And she's like, at first, I thought it was, like, really sweet. But now I think it's, like, not nice. And you just cut to her. And she now has full-on Cam face, like, the lips curled inwards and, like, the head to the side and, like, the nodding, like, this is trash. This is trash.
This was basically effing in my face.
And so then Deandra, Deandra, Miss, I eat everything around the world and I love culinary competitions. She goes, how's the chicken stick? Yeah, real worldly there, the chicken stick.
So Leanne is pissed, okay? And yeah. Then, you know, then Carrie's still going, oh, you should have seen her try to put it on. I was peeing my pants. It was falling apart. And so Leanne's like, oh, wow. So they had an hour-long shooting session of making fun of my dress. Plus this.
Yep.
This is really fun. Great dinner, guys. So Deandra starts harping on how she needs fold-out instructions with pictures.
But the thing is, she's now trying to pivot into, like, no, I'm just a friend giving you constructive advice. She's like, well, actually, mother, what you really need to do is this dress should come in a pouch instead, and it should have instructions, and I don't know, I think it should maybe move into my house, and we may have to fire some other Linfinity dresses. I'm sorry, mother.
So she's like, well, Leanne must have said something like, well, you know, it's at a new manufacturer now or something.
Like, yeah, there was something about, because she was saying, like, I'm just saying the manufacturing, and Leanne's like, Deandra was trying to be like, you said it was like high quality manufacturing, and Leanne's like, yeah, but now it's at a new manufacturer. They're talking about that.
And she's like, well, if it's at a new manufacturer, then why'd I get the old dress?
And she goes, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is manufacturer. Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's like, well, I'm just trying to ask you why I'm getting the old dress when I ordered a new dress, mother.
And yeah. Even Brandy, like, is not laughing. Like, she didn't even crack a smile this whole time.
Yeah.
And Brandy's like, Deandra, why are you picking on her? She's like, I'm just asking. She's like, you're picking on her. I'm trying to help. I bought this to support you, Leanne. Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to know?
I mean, what if one of my products wasn't working? Wouldn't you want me to know? I was like, none of your products are working, okay? Your fucking rip-off green-ass drink. There, I let
your,
you know.
Your We're company.
Friends. Let's hug. Let's go to lunch.
Your company is about to go belly up, like, you know? And, like, Leanne actually is right. She goes, you know, if it's a joke, you come down, you make it, you move on. But if you keep going because you haven't gotten a reaction from me, it's because you did it to get a reaction from me. So it was like, who would have thought that we'd be at a place where Brandy, of all people, would be the one standing up for Leanne at the table. You know, that was pretty shocking. I was like, I can't believe this is where we're at, right?
Yeah, and the other ladies were. Cameron's like, constructive criticism is good, but how many times do you really need to give it?
Yeah.
And so they get on her, and Stephanie's like, yeah, I think her feelings are hurt. And Leah's like, I feel 100%. Carrie made fun of this dress, and I figured that would happen, but I thought me and Deandra were in a different place.
Yeah, because Leah immediately, she knows what her angle is going to be. I was working on us. I was trying to move forward. I thought we were in a different place, but obviously we're not.
So she's, you know, as Leanne as possible about it. And Deandra's like, the thing about Leanne is she doesn't have a sense of humor.
Oh, she's yeah.
She's fun. And she's in her diary room session now in this dress with every single piece on. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did notice.
She's like, I don't understand. How is this not funny? It's like, oh my God. I mean, everybody on this show is so not self-aware.
I know.
Just like digging their hole deeper and deeper and deeper.
Exactly. And so Deandra is now saying, now she's saying she was doing this to support Leanne because she wants, she brought the dress and put it on and was joking about it because she wanted to support Leanne and basically let her know where the flaws are. And even Carrie is like, uh-uh. She's like, no, Deandra, you wanted to do it as a joke. And then Deandra's like, no, mother, the joke is that when I would come downstairs in this poorly made and possibly old dress that Leanne would never expect me to wear. It's not my type of dress, you know, because I like things that look pretty, you know, so Leanne wouldn't expect me to wear it. And that's where I was going to surprise you and make you laugh because I bought the dress, but especially because no one here has gotten the dress. So she tries to shift it onto everyone else. And everyone's like, nope.
Yeah, everyone's like, no, thank you, ma'am.
Don't try to make us look shitty.
Yeah, so then Leanne comes back to the table, and she's like, here's what I think. Hey, thanks for following me out.
I know, no one does that this year. It's crazy. Remember that time I sat outside that strip mall party, and no one came out? It's
like, this is the year of people storming out and no one caring.
Yeah.
So she's like, I think that Carrie meant to embarrass me, and I know Carrie. No, she goes, I think you meant to embarrass me, and I know Carrie did. And if you didn't embarrass me enough by trashing my husband last year, this is the icing on the cake.
The fucking icing on the cake. And, you know, Deandra's like, oh, is there a cake here with icing? Because I will have some of that, please.
So then she storms off again. And Carrie is just smiling satanically as she storms off. And then this ad comes on. It's the thirstiest time of the year. Did you get that ad in old New York City?
No, I did not. That's making me thirsty, actually.
Isn't it a perfect Bravo commercial?
I know. So then
Carrie's like, well, if I make jewelry and all the pearls fall off, you would tell me. I was like, your jewelry sucks. There, I'm telling you too. Okay? Hobby Lobby.
But you know how I would say it? I'd say, hey, Carrie, can I pull you aside? I put on your necklace and the pearls all fell off. I don't know if it was just an accident or maybe you were having production issues, but I want you to know because if it's happened to other people, you really should be aware of it. That's how you tell someone.
Yeah, your jewelry sucks. There, I just told you. Stupid. Okay? So then Carrie's like, I've never seen anyone cry on demand so much. She should go into acting. And she imitates her in the diary room session and runs off.
Clearly, so she's never seen Miss Congeniality, too.
Yeah, I know. I thought she was going to slam the acting career there.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you really do suck as a housewife, Carrie.
Yeah, so
like,
Carrie is losing her mind. She's saying how, like, Leanne does nothing but bitch her all the time and nitpick at her, da 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 da. And she can take it, but she can give it, but she cannot take it. She can give it, she cannot take it. She's a fucking bully. So
well,
it's
now
one
she's
of these
yelling at
fights.
Brandy because Brandy's like, that was mean. She's like, no, listen here, Brandy. And she's like, she's a fucking bully. So then they cut to Leanne and she's like, they do not have the balls to come to that dinner table. Just be honest.
Yeah.
You just want to be passive aggressive, but don't have the balls to be courageous. Come on, Mexican, be strong. And she's like,
and she goes,
doing
pow.
That thing where she's talking in like some weird accent, like some crazy accent.
It's like,
I'm not really sure what she's trying to do, but
nothing is happening. Nothing is making sense. And I've never wanted those elevator doors to open up so badly and have people come out and be like, oh my God, it's Leanne Locken. You know, like, because I was so mad because this is the Leanne Locken that I love the most when she is like a raving lunatic in a semi-public space. And I was just like, yes, yes, yes. But why are you saying terrible things right now. Why are you being a
racist fucking asshole? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Why? Jesus Why did you, Christ. You shouldn't say that? Don't say that.
Oh my God. Yeah. So then Stephanie just cringes in the diary room when she says that. She's like,
it's like me.
I understand you're mad, but talking about her ethnicity is disgusting.
That's a great way to put it.
I'm not saying anything because I don't want to die tonight.
The good news, though, is that Leanne quickly went into more of her, like, her standard material. She goes, fuck that bitch, you ain't survived shit, and I'm tired of it. I was like, see, now just stay in that lane. Say that shit. That's good. Don't talk about the ethnicity.
Yeah, dumb,
it's wrong.
Dumb.
It's wrong.
So Carrie is still yelling at Brandy, and she's like, stop defending her, Brandy. That's it. I'm taking my wine, and I'm going. So she gets her wine, and she starts walking off, and no one says anything. Brandy's like, okay, whatever. She goes, yeah, whatever. And then rule number 6, no fighting in public. Broken.
Bad. So then now Leanne has done the thing that then comes after a meltdown, which is her crying, what did I do? What did I do? I'm the one that's getting shit on and bowled over. Well, you said racist stuff, so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, there will be no pity today, ma'am. And also, some stupid hooker you don't even like is making fun of you. Who cares? All you should really have said was, you're poor and your mom probably already spent your inheritance, so have fun.
Yeah.
And you, Carrie, I cannot
we're like angry
wait.
Parents today. We're like scolding our reality star children.
I cannot wait for Carrie to get her ass dumped and be broke because she signed a prenup for no money. I cannot wait. No one deserves it more than you. And listen, I'm moving Dorit down on my list. So you've really earned a nice big spot. I've been waiting for Dorit to go broke ever since I saw her stupid face on TV. Listen, you've now taken the top spot, Carrie.
Well, ultimately, now, like, so people keep leaving the table, and then it's just basically left just to Deandra and Brandy, and I'm sorry, Cameron and Brandy, and Cameron takes a sip of her Liche martini and just goes, last one standing. Like, very proudly.
Oh, God. Yeah, because they don't let Deandra get away with shit. Deandra's like, well, I was just trying to... Okay, well, it was just trying to be... Okay, well...
You know what? Because she didn't...
I'm very sorry.
You know what? She was pulling a mean girl bitch move, and you know what? She should have just kind of leaned into it. She should have been like, you know what? I am making fun of you because this is a piece of shit. That's what she should have said. But she was trying to act like it wasn't a mean girl move, and that's where she really went wrong.
I don't know. She's an asshole. Yeah. I mean, everyone who's an asshole in this episode is a true asshole. I have nothing positive really to say about any of them.
And Brandy was like the hero of the episode. Who would have thought?
Who the hell would have thunk it?
I would have said,
you never know when our minds are going to be changed on this show. That's for damn sure.
I would have said Stephanie was a co-hero, but she ate pad thai against her own will. And I was like, that's not a sign of strength, Stephanie. You're just like sub-hero today.
Oh God. And next week looks like more coming down the pike. But also baby elephants.
Still, it was still a very hilarious episode, despite really terrible things being said. It was still really, really funny. I mean, a hat fight, a Linfinity dress fight. I mean, it's great. So anyway, you guys, if you're waiting for our Orange County recap, it's going to be up on Saturday. And same with our New Jersey one. Those will both be in our New York shows for Crappensgiving. So go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets for any other live shows. Unfortunately, New York is sold out, okay? I'm sorry. But we'll see a bunch of you guys there. There'll be some fun stuff. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone.
Everybody.